Today's Ben Ishchai Shana Rishona is Parshas Tazria and Taharot, which means Mitzera. So, like we said, the Ben Ishchai in these Parshas is speaking, this is after Pei, is speaking about Pirkei Avos. So he's bringing the Pirkei Avos, which was relevant to that Parsha. So it says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Yehi mamon chaverecha, chaviv alecha kishulcha. Let the money of your friend be dear to you like your own. Vatken atzmecha l'lmod Torah, and fix yourself to learn Torah. She'eine Yerushalach, it's not an inheritance to you. Yeah? V'kol ma'asech yu l'shem shamayim, and all your actions should be for the sake of heaven. Yesh ledat, there's to know. Ma shaychut le'esek ha'Torah im chivuv mamon chavero. In other words, Ben's asking a simple question here. It says, first, the mamon of your friend should be dear to you, and then it says, and fix yourself to learn Torah. What's that to do with the mamon of your friend? What's that to do with it? Why is it brought in the same Mishnah? Denakit lehu bahadi adali, brought them together. Va'od, manutin tam b'teva she'ena, she'ena. What's the word she'ena? When it says she'ena Yerushalayim, it's not an inheritance to you. Ama she'ama hatken atzmecha l'lmod Torah. It says, fix yourself to learn Torah. She'ena, it's not Yerushalach. V'nira li b'siyat d'shmaya. Seems to me, says the Ben Ishchai, with the help of heaven, d'matzinu shedime hakatuv et ha-Torah l'mamon. The pasuk compares Torah to money. D'chtiv, it says in the pasuk in Mishlei, im tevakshena, if you look for the Torah, k'kesev v'kamatnonim, like money and like hidden secrets, or hidden treasures, techapsene, you look for it. In other words, you see that the way the pasuk in Mishlei expresses a person's desire for Torah is like a person's natural desire for money and treasure. Ken ama tov sochra mischa kasev. It's good the involvement in Torah, right? Than the involvement of a person with money. It's better, in other words. For Ke'ele Rabot, and there's many, many psukim that explain the concept of isuk, involvement with money, like the involvement with Torah. Like we say every day, lasok b'divrei Torah. Or the va'inyan, and the concept who it is, k'mosha osib b'mom and masamat, just as a person's involved with money in his making, you know, business deals, mal be'emosif ha'mamon shelo, and through the deals that he makes, he increases his money. Kena osik v'Torah, so too a person who's involved in Torah and bothered in learning Torah, like he goes into the Torah, v'nosif v'notim dvaria, and is involved with its words, yimtzach chidushei Torah, he'll find nuances, new things, harbe, many of them, in Torah, v'yosif chochma, and he'll add to his wisdom. V'lechein, gam b'Torah shayach loshon schara, in the Torah is also shayach loshon of schara, of being involved in business, like being involved. Ach efshe shi chashov ha'adam k'mo b'mamon. However, a person could consider it like with money. Im yirtze l'anicho b'teva, if he leaves his money in a box, in his purse, say, and he doesn't work with it, Ela Yoshiva bottle, it stays there, not doing anything. The Rashai Hu Bishalo, he's allowed to do that with his money. Vein Alav Dinu Cheshbon, didn't do anything wrong. Ken Hu Mischa Torah, similarly with the Torah itself. Im Lo Yotze Lasov Masav Matan, he doesn't want to be involved and delve deeply into the Shorah Torah. Rashai, he's allowed. The Shalohi, it's his, but Rashai Lanicha, but Karen Zavis, he can leave it on the side, in the corner. V'lo Yasogba Kadei L'Arviach M'mena Chidushim, he doesn't have to be involved in it to get out from it. It's Chidushim, it's nuances. V'inei Be'emet HaChoshev Ken, someone who thinks this way, who Dad Shotim, he's an idiot. If a person thinks this way about Torah, or even about money, he's an idiot. Ki ha-Torah hi Torah Hashem. Torah is not yours, it's the Torah of Hashem. Your money is yours. You're still an idiot if anyone who's a businessman and keeps his money in the bank, right? He's stupid. If you have a lot of money, you can make money with it. Anyone who's a businessman will tell you you're foolish. Kol shekei v'kal v'choma, a person's life, his Torah, that's his life. Ki hu chayenu v'oruch yameinu. If he leaves it, but munach b'keren zavis, and he doesn't get involved with it, doesn't look for its nuances and its depths, that's a terrible thing. Ki haTorah hi Torah Hashem, and not only that, it isn't his Torah; it's the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nitna adam kedei lasok ba. It was given to a person to be involved with it. V'litroach be'esek shela, and to be bothered and to toil through it. Kedei lahotzi la'od talumea, to take out into the world, to bring la'od, to bring into the world talumea, its hiddenness, hidden things. V'sitreha, and its hidden secrets, but Abba Chalkim Shalapardis, in all four portions of Pshat, Remez, hints, Drush, and Sod. Everyone has in his own level of ability the ability to do that. And if Chas V'Shalom, a person doesn't do that, he's missing out. Just as a person, Chas V'Shalom, he was given money, right, from a rich person. He put in a closed account and doesn't use it. He'll be very annoyed in the person. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the ability. He gave you the Torah. You're not using it to learn from it and to understand its nuances. V'harei, hi etzer adam b'torat iska. It's by a person, like an esek, like a business deal. Ke'echad hanotin l'chaveru elef zuvim, like someone gives to a person 1,000 zuvim, listacher behem, to do business with them. V'yikach min ha'revach machzitzcha, he'll take from what he gains for the other person half of the reward. De'en rashay levatel kiso shechaveri, he's not allowed to leave it on the side and not make money for the other person. L'anicha keren bottle, to leave the principal alone, b'toch ha'teva, in the box of the money, and not v'lo yasok bo klum, and not to do any business with it at all. Ken in your netzer Torah, similar as a Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'kah, gives you this Torah, and you're supposed to be osik with it, to marviach with it, to bring out its chidushim. V'lekach amar katuv, therefore the pasuk says, ki lekach tov natati lahem, I gave you a lekach tov, as a present to you, right? Torati al tazovu, you shouldn't leave my Torah, rotzolama, hen emet, lekach tov, zu Torah, lekach tov, this good acquisition is the Torah. Natati lachem, shemasati lachem, I gave it over to you, achi odena torati, but still my Torah, shelihi, right? Umamonihi, it's my moment, kivyochol, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lekach, al tazovu, don't leave it. You're not allowed to leave it in the table, in the box, and not be osik in it, not to bring out its chidushim. You'll be bottled from learning and being involved in the Torah. It's not your money. Like you could, and if it was, you'd be able to say, Rashay Adam, bebitl esik mamono. He's allowed to leave his money in a box and not to use it for business. El chayvin atem lasotba. You, on the other hand, since I gave you, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah, it's my Torah I gave you to be osik in it, to be involved in it, like an iska, like a business deal, lahotzi min revacha, to bring out its revach, its produce, upri kasher tuchlun, to bring out its chidushin, to bring out your part of the Torah, right? That's why I gave it to you. Ulezeama yihi mamun chaverecha. Now it makes sense why it says, and before it speaks about Torah, that your mammon of your friend, hamasorecha b'Torah iska, that's given to you as for you to do business with, chaviv alechik shecha, it should be dear to you like your own. Shata tzarei l'shomro b'lasok bo, you should look up, care for it, and be involved doing business with it to make more money. V'lo yeh batul, and it shouldn't be nullified. D'lo tuchlu, you're not allowed to need this money that someone gave to you, right? Without any revach. So to the Torah. This is speaking about the physical money that a person gave, your friend gave it to you to be osik in. You're not allowed to leave it. You have to work in it. You have to be careful with your spiritual money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, a neshama, to be osik in Torah. He gave you your portion of your own chelik in Torah that you have associated with your neshama. You're not allowed to leave it. שתתקן עצמך ללמוד תורה. You have, therefore, it says the Mishnah, you have to fix yourself to learn Torah. ולא תניחנה בצלם וקרן זו, and not leave it in a alone. Yeah, and since, כי הן אמת שניתנה לך מעת השם, because it was given to you from Hashem, כי ביוחד, because Baruch Hu is doing business with you. He's giving you over your neshama to be osik in your chelek and Torah, to bring it out into the world, to bring out your revach, the good schara, your chidushim out into the world. Ach, he ain't a Yerusha lecha, but this is not a Yerusha to you. Ela odenu shel bala, it still belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah Hashem Nikret, it's still called the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam achash nitna l'Yisrael, even after it was given over to Klal Yisrael. Ubala rotzeh shtitrach ba, and its husband, its owner, wants you to be toreach in it, to be bothered involved in learning Torah. Lehotzi mimenu revacha, to bring out its profits, ufri and its fruit, bichidushei Torah. He wants you to bring out with your neshama all the halakim of Torah that's relevant to you. V'kol kavanatcha b'limud v'esek shela, and all your intention when you're learning and being involved with it, you l'shem shemayim. That's the hemshech of the Mishnah. Should be for the sake of heaven. V'lo ba'avu l'kabel prasa, not in order to get payment for it. Min harevach hazeh, from this revach, shata molid mimena, that you bring out from the Torah itself. Uma sh'ama l'shem shemayim. Right? At the end, it says all your actions should be for the sake of heaven. It says l'shem shamayim, for the name of heaven, not for heaven. When a person's involved in learning Torah, he should make a shiluv, a connection between the name Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Shem Adni, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That shiluv we put. Shiluv means you put interchange the letters. That means there's a zivug, they're connecting, right? Mm-hmm. Havshem Havaya represents the higher worlds. Shema Adni represents the lower worlds, the Malchus. I.e., when you're learning Torah, you're connecting the higher worlds to the lower worlds, and you bring the chef of the higher world, which is the Torah itself, into the lower worlds. V'lachein amru rabotenu zal ki chayim hem lemotzeihem. The Torah is life to those who bring it out into the world. Those who bring it out through their speech into the world. The Shem Adni who bechinas kli. The name Adni, whose malchus is the concept of kli, the concept of that which is expressing that which is put into it, like a kli expresses that which is in it. Yeah. The Shem Havaya bechinas o pnimi, and the concept of Havaya. Havaya is the being, that which is being expressed, right? That's or pnimi, that's the inner or which is expressed, which is held in this vessel, the Shem Adni. Shehu betoch hakli, that's inside the kli, the Shem Havaya. V'lachein, Shem Adni nikra nartik, the Shem Havaya. Therefore, the Shem Adni is called the vessel that holds in it, the Shem Havaya. V'yadua, and it's known, just as a man and a female, it's male, female. Adni Shem is a female concept, and Shem Havaya is the male concept. V'yadua. Ki ha-peh hu b'china Shem Adni. The peh is the concept of Shem Adni, because it's the expressor of a man's thought. He's expressed through his mouth. And that's why when we say Shmona Esrei, we say Dafka Ad Hashem, the Shem Adni, Sifatai Tiftach. Dafka Shem Adni, because the peh is the koch of expression. The koch of expression is the koch of the Nekeva. The expressor is Shem Havaya, the being that needs to be expressed, that the male expression. So therefore, when we're starting a Shemona Esrei, we want to start expressing the words of our neshama, right? So we use the words Shem Adni. Hashem Sifatai Tiftach, Shem Adni. V'hatera Atzma hi b'china Shem Havaya. The Torah itself is that the being of a person, his neshama itself, the person himself, his being. Therefore, you have to bring out in his peh the expression of the Torah itself, i.e. his neshama. And therefore it goes at the end, ufi shehu b'china shem adni, and your mouth, who's the expressor, who's the concept of the nekeva, the female, which is shem adni, right? Yagi tiratecha will reveal your praises. He hatera, your praises of the Torah, because the Torah is Shemot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see in the Gemara that the Torah is called a Zimra, is a praise, right? Is a song. Or Shira is a song. Shehi Sod Shem Havaya. The Torah is the concept of Shem Havaya, the being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his being in the Torah, his Rotzen, his being in the Torah. That's Shem Havaya. V'lachein, Ima Adam Motzi Divrei Torah B'Piv Mamash. When a person puts out with his mouth Divrei Torah, he neighbor Oseh Chibu Shem Havaya V'Nautit Kli Shelo. He makes a connection with the being and the expresser, i.e. Shem Adni, right? The Kli Shelo, in its vessel, Shehu Shem Adni. This is life to one who puts it out with his mouth, who brings out the Torah through his mouth, through his teachings, through his expressing of the Torah. V'yadua ki shamayim kinu l'shem havaya. Shamayim, the higher worlds, i.e. that which is being expressed in the world, that which has potency in the world, that's a shamayim. It represents the being, i.e. the being kiviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. his potency that he wants to express in the world. Shenikra shamayim, that's called heavens. V'tevat sham, shem, hu kinu l'adni. Right? And the word shem is a kinui for the word Adni, Hanikra Shem, the sod, and this is the sod of the pasuk, the Yas David Shem, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Sorry, that David made for himself a Shem. Aye, what's a Shem? This is the kinui of Shem Adni. He brought expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. of his Torah and his Neshama, into the world. That's why David was Malchus, because he brought expression of the Shem Havaya into the world. That's the concept of Malchus, right? And therefore David Melech was Melech Yisrael, right? Ulezeh Amar, v'kol ma'asech yu l'shem Shem Shamayim. It'll be for the sake, the name of heavens. Shetitchabeh b'china Shem, right? What's b'china Shem? That's Shem Adni, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shem, right, will be expressed in Bechina Shamayim. Either the shame of Shamayim will be expressed, either the name of heaven will be expressed in the world, either there will be expressions of God's Havaya, of God's Torah, of a person's Neshama and his Chelek in Torah in the world. Shebezeh yuchibu or pnimi, there will be a connection with the inner all, the being of the world, Kivyochol, the being of his Neshama, right? Shehu Shem Havaya, the name of Havaya, the concept of being, but tochakli inside this vessel, which is the expressor of his higher self, right? But tochakli shu shem adni. Adni is the concept of expression. Why is adni the concept of malchus? Because adni is the concept of, in a certain sense, the concept of din. It's a concept of when the higher worlds connect with the lower worlds, and there's full expression, and the world is standing in din. The world is being expressed in its proper way. I.e., there's a causative between man's actions and man's expressions in a good way. That's Shem Adni. So Shem Adni is also a lesson of Adon, master. I.e., when Kodesh Baruch Hu is expressed in the world, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus, his mastery over the world, is being expressed. That's the Shem Adni. That's Malchus. The full expression of Bezal Hashem b'merah b'merah is when the Mashiach comes, i.e. the Malchus based David comes into the world and it's fully expressed in a full way, that's Yemot Mashiach. And therefore Yemot Mashiach is a concept of Din. Din and Malchus are Din. Malchus represents Din. Din means causality. Din means when the higher world and the lower world are one. I.e. anything not in stim with the higher world is knocked out. That's din. This causality, this straight causality between the high and lower world. That's the concept of din. V'lechein, and therefore, kol kedusha sheyesh lemala, all that which is lemala, all the spirituality that's above, muchrach sheyesh ba b'chinas or pnimi b'chinas kelim. Every concept of or has inner or, i.e., the havaya, the pnimi, that which is inner that needs to be expressed, and b'chinas kelim, the concept of the vessel, which is the expressor of that or. Right, it contains the awe and expresses that awe. Right, v'kol ha'olamot, and all the hierarchy of the spiritual worlds, v'kol ha'sfirot, and the different spheres, the different midas in the world, the different measures in the world, hem miyusadim v'asuyim b'kach. They're also done in this way. Shehem b'chinas kelim b'chinas orot shebetocham. There's this concept of The whole world has made it this concept of Kalim, the vessel that contains the ore and expresses that ore, and the ore Pnimi, the inner ore, which is expressed through this Kalim. Ve'en Olam, ve'en Sphira, and there's no world and no Sphira, Lamala, there's no like expression of Kodesh's will, Lamala, She'en ba b'chines Kalim, b'chines Oros Pnimi, that doesn't have the concept of vessels and the concept of Orot Pnimim, of inner lights being expressed into the world. V'yinei yadua, it's known. Sha'atera nikrit mayim, the Torah is called water. V'hi hamataheret et adam, it's that which purifies man. Water, nikva, mitilis yadayim, that which purifies man. It's water. When he's in his mother's womb, he's surrounded by this water. That's the concept of mikvah. Mikvah is this concept of going back to the womb and being reborn and being restarting. That's why it has a koach of Tara, v'doche me'alav, and it pushes from it kol min tuma, right? Water pushes away all types of tuma, all types of impurity. V'lechein kemosha Torah shenikret mayim, the Torah which is called water, shehi chaim l'adam, it's life for a person. Al yedei hatahara shemitarato, through the purity that it causes him through going to the mikveh or through the waters being thrown on him. May alpha para, it's also waters in a certain extent. Right? Tzricha liyot bepeh. That has to be done in with the mouth. Kasher amanu, like we said. The nimtze, that we find, hatara nasit b'mayim. Tara can be done through waters. Shebetoch hakli, inside the vessel. Shehu hapeh. The vessel is the peh. Ah, the peh represents the shem anu, the expressor of the waters, the higher waters, the i.e. which represents the higher worlds, the mayim elyonim, right? That's expressed through the peh, through the mouth of a person. Kamosha amanu. Chaim hem lemotzeim beher. It's life to those who bring out the Torah through their speech. Ken tarat yadav shel adam b'mayim hagashmiim. Similarly, the tara, the clarification. Tara comes from the notion of clarity. Ken tara yoma, says Gemara Brachos, the clarity of the day. So ken tarat yadav, the clarity, the purity of a man's, comes through the mayim agashmim, right? Man's hands get purified through the physical waters. Just as man's hand represents physicality, so his physicality needs to be purified through the physical waters, right? V'tzrichim, tzrichim hamayim liyot b'toch hakli, and the mayim, it has to be within a vessel. U'bezeh nitarim yadayim, and only then the waters have the ability to be mitayim. Therefore, the tahara of man's hands, right, with the physical water, is against the tahara of man spiritually with the spiritual waters. And both of them need to be in a vessel to contain them, so they have full expression and proper expression. That's what tahara means. Tahara means that the upper worlds are fully expressed in the lower worlds. That's Tara, that's clarity. When a person has clarity, he sees what he's living for and he lives according to that. Right? Shehuba Peh, that's in a person's mouth. To have proper expression of this Tara, this higher persona of self. This higher persona of self is expressed completely in his mouth. This is similar to the Kedusha which is above. Shakol asui b'chinas kelim. Everything's done with this concept of vessels. U'b'chinas orot shebatocham. And the concept of lights that in this vessel. V'hu besod chibu shem havaya. And this is besod. This is the foundation. This is the concept of the connection of shem havaya. Shuhu or pnimi, which is the inner or. V'shem adni, with the shem of adni, which is the expressor. Right, the male and the female. Shusod hakli v'anatik shelo. That's the concept of the vessel v'anatik that expresses the inner ore. Right, just as the neshama is expressed through the goof, i.e., the goof is the vessel, and the neshama is the being of the person. Who is the person? He's in his neshama. That's his being. His goof is just that which expresses that neshama. That's shem adni. The or pnimi is his neshama. Right. V'lekach hakli shenotim bo nikrut b'divrei chazal. It's the kli that we do Netilis Yadayim, it's called Antal. It's called Netilis Kav, Antal. Shehu Mispa Chibu Havaya Adni. The gematria of Antal is the gematria of Havaya Adni. Lamed minus 4 is 26. That's Shem Havaya, right? Yeah. And what we're left with is Aleph Daled Nun Tet. And we have, instead of tet, we have a yud here. So with a kolon, it means. V'ken, with including the word itself. You're allowed missing one in the gematrias. V'ken v'furash b'sidur rabbeinu rashash. That's also what's written in the rashash in the sidur. Hakavanazu shel antel, the kavana of the word antel, al netilat yadayim, the netila, right? The netilat now. Shehu mispa, shnei shemot haniskarim. They represent the concept of these two words, i.e. when the vessel is an expression of the spiritual waters in it, then a person comes to Tahara. I.e. what is Tahara? Tahara means when the vessel expresses that which is in it. So since an Atilas Yadayim cup is the water which is expressed through this vessel, right? I.e. the Tahara that comes from that is a concept, right? That the Or Pnimi is expressed through the Kalim. When the Or Pnimi is expressed through the Kalim, this is the concept of Netilas Yadayim. The concept of Netilas Yadayim is that the waters, the higher waters, are expressed through this vessel, right? And that's why the vessel represents the expression of these higher waters that's in the cup. That's called Tahara. And since that's called Tahara, it causes us to have Tahara. Tahara means to live with the higher waters, to live with Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, and to fully express that Ratzon in the world. That's Tahara, that's clarity. That's clarity what a person is living for. When a person lives with that clarity, he's expressing the higher waters in his vessel, i.e. his neshama is being expressed in his guf.